Hello, my name is Van Dool. It's my pleasure to read God's Word with you today as we journey through the season of Advent in our devotional guide called Threads of Promise. Today is Monday, December 15th. Right now, we are focusing our attention on the promise that Christ has died as we look at prophecies about his birth and death and the stories in the gospel that show the fulfillment of these prophecies. Today, I'll be reading Genesis 3 and offering my devotional thoughts on the passage. And I'll be reading from the NIV version. Let us read together, remembering that Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. Genesis chapter 3. Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden?" The woman said to the serpent, "We may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say, you must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it, or you will die." "You will not certainly die," the serpent said to the woman, "for God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye, and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate it. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves. Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you?" He answered, "I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid." And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from?" The man said, "The woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree, and I ate it." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." So the Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and all wild animals. You will crawl on your belly, and you will eat dust all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel." To the woman he said, "I will make your pains in childbirth very severe. With painful labor you will give birth to children. Your desire will be for your husband, and he will rule over you." To Adam he said, "Because you listened to your wife and ate fruit from the tree about which I commanded you, you must not eat from it. Cursed is the ground because of you. Through painful toil you will eat from it all the days of your life. It will produce thorns and thistles for you, and you will eat the plant of the field. By the sweat of your brow you will eat your food until you return to the ground, since from it you were taken, for dust you are, and to dust you will return." Adam named his wife Eve, because she would become the mother of all. The Lord God made garments of skin for Adam and his wife and clothed them. And the Lord God said, "The man has now become like one of us, knowing good and evil. He must not be allowed to reach out his hand and take also from the tree of life and eat and live forever." So the Lord God banished him from the Garden of Eden to work the ground from which he had been taken. After he drove the man out, he placed on the east side of the Garden of Cherubim and a flaming sword flashing back and forth to guard the way to the tree of life. This devotion is titled The Woman's Seed. Like many of the chapters in Genesis, the third chapter of Genesis is densely packed with narrative details. Interpretation and theological implications from these 24 verses continue to provoke debate, conversation, and deep study. It begins with Eve encountering the serpent in the Garden of Eden. Their conversation and the actions taken afterwards of eating the forbidden fruit impacted all of us. For this devotional, I wish to share a brief observation from rereading this chapter. Verse 15 features a messianic message. that is to say, a prophecy of the future Messiah Jesus, threaded through God's cursing of the serpent. Translating ancient Hebrew into 21st century American English is incredibly difficult, as cultural contexts, alliterations, and puns may be lost or obscured in the translation. But let us compare two translations. First, the King James Version. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Second, the English Standard Version, or ESV. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. For American readers, the word offspring may be a clearer equivalent than seed. But seed is, in my mind, a more accurate word. The word seed is used in the narratives of the patriarchs, and it held a multifaceted brilliance to the earliest readers of Genesis, and it connotates both food that nourishes, but also the future, as in future descendants. And her seed came and grew. In fact, Luke 2:52 states that he grew in wisdom and in stature and with favor with both God and man. And why did Christ come? To bring the remedy for sin, as he is the seed of the woman who bruises the head of the serpent, though his heel is bruised in the process. Over the centuries, theologians across a wide spectrum of theological belief have come together to state that the third chapter of Genesis is the first gospel, the first good news after the devastating revelation that sin brought in the garden. Today, my prayer for you and for me is that as we approach together the coming winter solstice and the darkest days of the year, let us reflect on the word seed as it relates to the promises made in the Garden of Eden and coming to fruition after Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. Let us pray. Dear God, as the short days and long nights of winter come, let our light, which comes from you, illuminate and warm those we see here at church and in our community. Let us remember continually the daily opportunities we have to plant seeds of hope and joy in others, as you have done for us. Amen.